Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
On Friday, Jamie had a PSA, and we talked about it off the air, but it never got on the air. But everybody's talking about it this morning.
What was that?
That was about closing your bedroom door.
Oh, yes.
And how you have been adamant about this.
I have been adamant. It saves lives.
Yeah, for safety reasons.
Yeah, this is a true story, guys, by the way.
You need to close your bedroom doors. I can't do that. I don't know why.
Well, here's the only thing for me, because I have a kid, right? And, yeah. Well, you have a kid now, too. So I don't close my door because I have to hear him.
Well, it's deadly.
I know. But the thing is, I close his door, but I don't close mine because I want to hear in case anything happens, because moms sleep like with one eye open, yeah. You know?
Because technically, for the safety reason, you'd be closing both doors.
I should.
You should.
I should. According to this new study, this is a real thing. You have more of a chance.
A much greater.
Yeah. Do you have the thing?
I do. Here's the news report. It's in case of a fire, which we haven't said yet. In case of a fire with the smoke, if you've got a closed off room, you're much better. You're much safer than not.
We have cameras all over the house, even infrareds. And I'm at the control center watching it all live.
Wow, it's only been 2 minutes. And look at that. The smoke is pouring through the door frame of the room with the door open. But in the room with the door closed, still completely survivable. Someone could be laying in that bed with no problem whatsoever.
It's like no smoke at all.
Nothing.
As the fire rages, watch what happens in the room with the door left open.
3 minutes now, and look at that. The smoke has dropped down. You'd be dying inside this room right now. You can't even see.
Complete zero visibility. That smoke gets down past the bed. We've got CO in excess of 10,000 parts per million. Completely incompatible with life.
When you watch this video, it is so obvious that the room with a closed door is so much safer.
Yeah.
I mean, it really changes your mind.
They show that you would die with the one that was open like that. And the other one, you have a chance to open a window and get out or crawl under and get out. But because there's so much more oxygen in the room that the door is closed.
Yeah. Literally within 2 minutes, it's not even survivable if your door's open. But you can go like 5, 10 minutes, whatever, and still be in pretty good shape if your door is closed. That's amazing.
So my son and I ran through the whole what if there's a fire kind of thing. And we have those stairs that you drop down outside the house, you know, right outside of his window. They're like, you know, just put them over the edge and they're stairs. I don't know. And he and I are both looking at them. Oh, they seem a little shaky.
Yeah.
Have you seen those?
Have you tried them?
No.
I
feel like we're going to die.
What good are they if you've not already done the exercise? You've got to do the exercise.
Because we're three stories up. If we try and we die, it's no good. They just seem a little shaky. We got them on Amazon. And you put them over. It's a hook ladder thing. And then they just.
I've seen them before. Yeah, I know what they are.
They fall down just, like an accordion.
What if you had Dylan try them? He's light, this little guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about that sprinkler guy when he comes over?
Oh, Jeff?
Yeah,
Jeff,
your sprinkler guy.
Have Jeff try
to... Well, he's going to already be at your house. We don't want to run Dylan out there. And then if we lose him, I mean, we don't have any social media guys. So I don't want to lose him. A sprinkler guy, you can give up any day of the week.
I don't know. It just seems so weird because I feel like when you hang him over the window thing, that it's going to pull up that window part, you know, because I'm kind of chunky. Right. And it's just going to rip it off of the window. And yeah, I'm scared. Not gonna lie.
I don't think you're gonna take off your siding.
Not the siding inside the window. So you.
I know it's a grip that goes on the inside.
Yeah,
that hooks onto that wood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, I'm
no because of how it's locked in there underneath,
and then
it comes over, which reinforces it even more. Oh, it could hold hundreds and thousands of pounds.
You think? Do you want to come over and try? You try.
No, I'm too heavy.
That's what I'm worried about.
Use your sprinkler guy. I'm telling you. You give him $20. Okay, when he comes over to do his sprinklers, he's going to be there tomorrow, okay?
Oh my God,
say, hey, buddy, And maybe, you know, flip your hair when you say this.
Yeah, I'm going to flip my hair to the sprinkler guy.
Maybe even take your hand and
put it on your waist.
I feel like
you should be over there.
Look, flip your hair.
What are you doing?
And do this.
Put your hand on your waist.
Wow. Look, I'm trying to help. And you say,
what the hell?
For an extra 20.
Oh, my God.
Would you mind giving my ladder a shot out of the window up there? He'll be like,
take your hand off your hip. It's weird.
Sure, I will.
You're just doing weirdness.
Sure,
right
I will.
Now.
Sure, I will, ma'am. And he'll go up there. He'll put the ladder, hook it under there for you, and he'll go out down the ladder. Yeah. Boom.
And it's all
done. You've got it all tested
out. What was that whole thing right there? When it was a hand on the hip, and you even acted like you had hair, and you flipped it.
Yeah, you gotta do that.
Are you feeling sexy time? Are you feeling? Feeling a little good about you?
I try to help you again,
I just noticed you shaved and everything. Are you feeling sexy? Are you feeling good? You feeling BJ?
Leave me alone. I'm trying to help you.
Thank you.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.